No, good morning. It's Day Page for June 26th, 2003. And I'm Rex Latch, written Studio 1A, back at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. I was on the LAM briefly, and I might do that again. It is, after all, summertime. The Snowden story continues to snowball awesomely, I might add. Mick Jagger has jumped into the fray and at a performance with the Rolling Stones in Washington, D.C. Monday night. He said, "I don't think President Obama is here tonight, but I'm sure he's listening in." For a long time, Russia has been using RT. It's at RT.com. It stands for Russia Today. I'm not really sure. But they've been laughing at us for a while now because the United States has become so hypocritical. How could you not laugh at it? Our government is making donkeys out of us. I think that's the polite way of putting it. So let's hear the brave leader of Russia in his own words, or at least his own words translated. I think he was in Finland when this was recorded. Here's Putin.
Mr. Snowden has indeed arrived in Moscow. It was completely unexpected. He arrived as a transit passenger and as such needed no visa or any other documents. He has a full right to transit. In this way, he is free to purchase a ticket and fly to any destination he wishes. In doing so, he does not cross our state border and therefore needs no visa. Therefore, any accusations aimed at Russia are nothing more than utter nonsense. He is a transit passenger and as such is located in the transit area. Our special services have never interacted with Mr. Snowden before and they do not do it today. As for the possibility of extradition, we can only hand over foreign state nationals to those states that we have a relevant, valid international agreement on the extradition of criminals. We do not have any such treaties signed with the United States. And thank God, Snowden has not committed any crimes on the territory of the Russian Federation. There is another person in a similar situation, that's Mr. Assange, who is demanded for extradition and called a criminal, just like Mr. Snowden. He considers himself a human rights activist and fights for the freedom of information. Ask yourself a question, whether anyone has to extradite such people so they are thrown into a jail. In any case, personally, I would like to not deal with such issues because it's like shearing a pig. There's a lot of squealing and little fleece. I hope that this will in no way affect the business-like character of our relationship with the United States. I hope that our partners will understand that. Mr. Snowden is a free man, and the sooner he picks his final destination, the better it will be for both him and us.
There's Alexander Putin in his own words. In the meantime, everyone is playing the game hide and leak. Where is Edward Snowden? And Ecuador considers Snowden's asylum and calls his persecution paradoxical, to say the least. Secretary of State Kerry calls Snowden a traitor and warns Russia and China of the impact on relations, thus just making us look more stupid. Very exciting. I think he'll reemerge sometime soon, and then we'll have more news about it. But, you know, it's morning time. It's a wonderful Wednesday, and we need to do our salute to coffee. So let's do that instead of hounding the story. It's in the thermos today from the street. Raise your thermos or coffee cup high. And here's another hit. The bean juice. And it's really good to be back in Studio 1A here with Peter Patriot and Minka. But I may well be back on the LAM again tomorrow. That's the really big news. Where is Rex Latchford? Who cares where Edward Snowden is, right? And actually, virtual me will be here at Radio InfoWeb playing a lot of good music for the space between your ears. So I hope you'll enjoy that as I gallivant across the galaxy, getting the goodies for you. And that's Day Page, produced by KXP1.org, Radio InfoWeb's sister station in Boulder, Colorado. And we're at radio.infoweb.net. Email us, radio@infoweb.net. Call in or text your comments and opinions at 646-450-5477. We tweet at Radio InfoWeb, and there's facebook.com/radioinfoweb and radioinfoweb.tumblr.com and archive day pages that are no longer on soundcloud.com/radio_infoweb are at daypage.net. Do I get a reward for doing all that in one take? See you on the next Day Page, or a few of my favorite things on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net.